now, the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company players bring you their production of The Shadow Government.
Deep in Washington, D.C., lives a group that has the ability to cloud citizens' minds. What evil lurks in the heart of the shadow government? Mark Maron knows. In our last episode, Mark's search for Colin Powell led him to a hippie commune in Canada, populated by former Bush cabinet members. We rejoin our story as Mark flees Bush's black ops into the steamy jungles of Manitoba.
I beat it into the jungle without a single new clue about Powell. I was more confused than the Democratic Party reading exit polls on election day. I was lost and couldn't see bupkis. Like the president, I needed an exit strategy bad. Just then, someone called my name. I recognized a Jersey accent. It was Bernie Kerik.
What are you doing running around in the middle of the jungle talking to yourself like an idiot? You got a screw loose, kid? You look more confused than George Bush when he found out I had two apartments, a mistress, and friends in the mob.
Kerik. He used to be New York's number one Seamus, but his career went up in flames like a Palestinian bus passenger.
Why are you still talking to yourself, wingnut? I'm right here.
Never mind that. What's a skinny, Kerik? What are you, on the lam?
Keep your shirt on. No, seriously, keep your shirt on. I don't go that way. Man, you ask more questions than the White House press corps back when they had cavones. You want the lowdown? All right, tough guy, here it is. I used to be tighter with Bush than armor plating on a Humvee.
So you weren't that close, is that what you're saying?
You guessed it, gumshoe. That's why he started dishing dirt that the nanny I hired was more illegal than a Halliburton campaign donation. Next thing you know, I'm taking more hits than Fallujah during a presidential campaign.
Tell it to somebody who cares, Kerik. I'm not here to listen to your sob story. I'm looking for Powell, and people keep ducking me like I'm Mary Cheney at the Republican convention. You know something? Spill it.
All right. Look, Powell's been tracking Bin Laden, and I know where at least some of Al-Qaeda's hiding. In my town, the Big Apple. You can start by checking out a clip joint called the Velvet Peanut. Ask for Carmen. She's the one with the snake.
You better be on the level, Seamus. I've had my chain yanked more than a prisoner on Lindy England's cell block.
I'm on the square, kid, but you're getting in over your head.
I can take the heat.
No, I mean you're standing in quicksand.
Hey! Hey, someone throw me a branch. Hey, Kerik! Kerik, come back here! Kerik!
How will Mark make it out of the jungle alive? Can he survive in New York on only $200 a day? And why is there a jungle and quicksand in Canada? Be here when all these questions are answered, and Mark meets a mysterious woman in Bernie Kerik's apartment who says...
Oh, God, is he sleeping with you, too?
Join us next time on The Shadow Government. And remember to tune in later to the Morning Sedition Radio Theater Company Players production of Reverse Racism Theater with Mark Riley and his valet, Mark.
Maron, why do you show up late to the show every day, damn it? You white people bitch, you can't get a job, and then you get one, and you show up late.
I sure enough can't tell me no time, Mr. Riley, but I'll tell you one thing. When I catch me a big old catfish, it's time I was getting home.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
I don't know, boss. Every time I try to start thinking, my head gets a heebie-jeebies and my brain starts to hurtin'.
That's coming up later on Morning Sedition's Reverse Racism Theater.